We're here with Rob Nelson. To start, can you tell me a little bit about you, your farm, and your operation?
We farm just north of Brighton here. We have a mixed market garden. Everything kind of potatoes, beans, peas, tomatoes, pumpkins, right from the spring to the fall. I farm there with my wife and my mom and my two daughters.
So it is a family operation now, and I understand farming runs in the family.
I'm the third generation on the farm. My grandfather was a beekeeper, and he shipped milk. And my uncle and my dad were dairy producers for 40 years. We milked for a few years, and now we have the mixed market garden and some cash crops, corn, IP soybeans, wheat, alfalfa.
So how did the family get into farming?
My grandfather purchased the farm there, I think, in the late 40s, early 50s. And originally he logged and kept bees, and then he started shipping milk and kept some pigs as well, I think.
How do you get your products into people's hands?
We attend several local markets, Codrington Market being our main market that we go to, and then we do some wholesale to a few farm stores, and we do a little bit of farm gate pickup. We don't have a farm store right now, so it's really just people message me. I can do direct farm pickup currently. If they message us through our Facebook or Instagram page, we do some direct farm pickup. We do most of our business as, like, most of our retail is at the market in Codrington. We've done Belleville in the past as well, and Warkworth, and then we sell through a couple of farm stores that, like, other people's farm stores.
So farming has obviously changed a lot over the years. For you, how has technology potentially influenced you or your day-to-day operations?
The technology it's always changing, like in our equipment or GPS, or now some guys use drones. They're talking about, you know, drone operation, and we don't use any of that on our farm yet, but definitely, you know, the GPS and the technology on crops is changing every year. There's lots of programs for your phone, apps, and all kinds of stuff, and the soil samples and are very in-depth.
Is there anything specific for you that's kind of a lifesaver or that's really helped improve operations or saved you time or anything along those lines?
Just kind of the general advancement of the technology in crops has definitely helped to increase our yields and help our profit margins at times. There's so much changing technology all the time. Yeah, and it's very specific to dairy or poultry production or crop production or vegetable production.
Looking to the future, do you anticipate a generation to follow you, and or do you see some specific technology changes that could be substantial for the next generation?
I think there's definitely labor saving technology coming out all the time and it's only getting more advanced all the time. So it's going to be more beneficial to the generations that come after us for sure. And as for my kids, they're pretty young yet. They're just in grade 2 and junior kindergarten.
Anything we haven't talked about that you think is important to mention at this time?
We just want to put some focus on the local production of food, and we're grateful for the community that comes out and supports us at our local markets. They're a real hub for a community activity, and especially in Codrington, it's great to see the community out supporting so many local farmers and artisans.